Good afternoon, everyone. It's Katie. I just wanted to apologize for not being present last Saturday. We had a death in the family last week, and I took a few days off to be with my family and mourn the loss of my sister-in-law. So I just wanted to apologize for that, and I hope to grow my podcast a little more. This is my second attempt at doing this. But I'm in a much better place in life than I was a couple years ago. So I just wanted to apologize for not being present. And I wanted to discuss why blogging is important for your acne clinic. So this is for my aesthetic colleagues, primarily my acne colleagues, but even for my colleagues that just do traditional skincare. Blogging is important to your business. And so I just wanted to discuss why I do it. My blogging style has changed over the years. I tend to focus more on nutrition and sharing recipes with my current blog. I've semi-retired out of the aesthetics community the last couple of years. A lot of events going on in the world and in my life. And I just need a bit of a break from the aesthetics world, but I still very much love what I do. And I do virtuals and coaching for colleagues. And of course, I have my acne course for my colleagues that want to delve a little deeper into acne. So let's get back to the topic at hand, why your acne clinic needs a blog. Blogging doesn't just help a business with today's online consumer base. Business blogging is becoming essential to maintaining an online presence, standing out above the competition, and even obtaining customers, given the benefits they offer to businesses and the role they play in digital marketing today. You should absolutely be blogging for your business. You don't want to be relying on Facebook, Instagram and all that stuff, because you know you don't own your followers. If Facebook and Instagram and TikTok were to shut down tomorrow, you've lost all your followers. So you definitely want to have a blog, and you want to drive those followers to your blog. So how blogging helps your spa business or an acne clinic? Business growth doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It occurs in relation to your competitors, your target audience, and even search engines. Here's how business blogging helps build a business in these areas. So blogging helps your spa business to compete. There are many other small businesses out there that provide the same products or services as you do. However, no two spa companies are truly identical. So it's important to emphasize what makes your spa business unique. Blogging helps to show the personality, information and expertise that will distinguish your spa business from competitors and even compete against larger companies. If you want to make yourself known to your target audience, your business needs a blog. So blogging is like your voice. You want to stand out from your competition. Your skin philosophy may be different from the spa that's 10 doors down from you. Your product recommendations for a rosacea client from your brand that you carry is different than the spa across town. So that's the thing, right? You want to show who you are, use your voice and expertise, and let's just stand up from the competition. Blogging is strategically proven to help your business. It may be nice to hear that blogging helps your business to build brand awareness and show your expertise. But without tangible evidence, it may not exactly be convincing. Well, thanks to several studies and surveys, there are numbers to show why blogging is good for your spa and acne business. There are statistics that show that the custom content from blogs warms prospective customers up to your business. Businesses that blog generate more leads than businesses that don't. That's how I was able to get asked by the local newspaper in my community to be part of their Ask the Expert series they did every month, because the one of the reporters there, who was a part-time client of mine, but she also read my newsletters and my blog, and she loved how I did things. So I was able to get a segment in the local paper. I had to pay for that. It wasn't free, but it was a great way to, an extension of that, to build up my my brand. Blogging can sometimes be just as effective, if not more, in promoting your company than through advertisements. So I rarely pay for advertisements. I don't spend money on Facebook ads or IG ads. You have to spend a lot of money consistently to get the growth you want. And I'm not willing to wait 6-7 months for a return on the investment. With blogging, I am able to build up my website awareness and people are able to find me because I also use SEO in my blogs. It can also help potential customers to find out, because with social media, a lot of our followers are not local. They're usually colleagues from across the country. They may be followers that don't even live in our community, but blogging is a little bit more localized. A blog provides a channel of communication with customers. A good business website may be geared towards helping current and potential customers, but it does so by providing information in a one-way manner. A business blog, on the other hand, creates opportunities for two-way interaction with your audience. This helps your business to build relationship with and most of its presence among customers. So I do bi-weekly newsletters. And at the end of my newsletters, I always have a link that says, read the blog. It shows up any current blog updates that I have, because I tend to use my business blog for my recipes currently, and then I use my social media as sort of my blog extension. And now I'm getting into podcasting to have more of a different voice. Still me, regardless if I'm using Facebook, newsletter, my blog, or podcast, but I have a little bit more freedom with podcasting. I'm just a little bit of an introvert, so it's a little harder for me to do this, but I enjoy it. Through your spa business blog, you can present your content in a more casual and personal way, and actually have conversations with your readers in the comment section. Ideas can be exchanged. You can understand your readers' point of view, and your readers get a chance to be heard. So that's the thing. I usually encourage my set of colleagues, don't be too much of a stiff upper lip. Be you. It's best to be your unique organic self when you're chatting with customers, whether it's through a newsletter or a blog or even face-to-face. A blog offers insight into your audience. The more you know about your target audience, the better you can serve them and appeal to them. Blog analytics, such as those through your Google Analytics, feedback on the blog by readers, and comments on social media posts that link to your blog articles will help you to learn more about what content is most interesting to your target audience and what will increase engagement with them. So what I'm doing, because I am more of a nutritionist these days, every Friday, I'm making an effort to showcase a recipe on my blog. So I'll post a picture of the recipe, what the recipe is, and then I have a link to my blog. So that's one way of doing it, is that I use my social media to drive traffic to my blog. And then I hope that by driving traffic to my blog, they'll sign up for my newsletters. In addition, online customer reviews, a powerful marketing tool for small businesses, do not just happen on review sites. Customers can provide important feedback about your business right on your blog, which is yet another reason why your business needs one. A blog can improve your SEO. One last reason your spa business needs a blog is that it can help you to increase your search engine rankings. Search engine optimization, or SEO, is a long-term process comprised of a number of different activities. A business blog won't let you on the first page of Google overnight. However, it will significantly enhance your search engine rankings over time. This is because search engines reward you for producing fresh content, using relevant keywords, and meeting the needs of online searchers. Blogging provides you the opportunity to do all three of these. So that's the thing. It's almost better than social media to some degree, because people are going to generally search for a business on social media through like Google and Firefox, whatever search engine they use, versus social media. I myself, when I'm looking for something, I'm doing a Google search because I'm looking for something specific. And I always find it a hell of a lot faster than I can on social media. But it also will help with ranking much better than social media ever will. Maintaining a blog strengthens your own expertise. Use your voice. Write about your services. Write about your field of industry. Write about your favorite products, your favorite skin tips, season changes. Right, November is National Skin Month. So every day in November on my social media, I talk about different healthy skin topics. But I also have my social media links on my website. And I also write about those topics in my blog. You have to dig into your knowledge, the depth of your industry, and practice articulating effectively. Blogging benefits your business because the stronger your knowledge and communication of that knowledge is, the more trust you earn. Trust turns interested viewers into customers and current customers into loyal customers. So that's the thing. Use your voice. Use your knowledge. You all have it in you. It's just, it can be hard to articulate. You don't have to write a novel. You just make it about, you know, less than 200 words. It's easy to draft it in a Word document and talk about why, you know, a humidifier is so important to have in your bedroom for the wintertime. There's tons of other articles on that same topic. So research that topic and, you know, pull in some information that resonates with you and then turn that information into a blog. Blogs provide social media content. So struggling to come up with ideas for social media posts, here's another benefit of blogging for your spa business. One blog post does not equate to just one social media post. In fact, the information contained within a single post can be repurposed in many ways into several social media posts. For example, you can collect statistics from different posts, extract an important quote that sticks out, or extract interesting facts and add a graphic, right? So you would have, you know, if you're struggling to post something on social media, you can go through all your blogs and you can take a segment out of that blog post, post it on your social media pages, and then link it back to your blog to read more about it. Not only will your audience appreciate these informative and easy to digest tidbits, these quick and easy posts will help you to maintain a consistent and valuable presence, which are two important social media best practices. A business blog also helps grow your email list. So that's the thing. Many of us are so focused on our social media presence, but you know, we don't own our social media pages. Facebook and Instagram and Twitter can all shut down tomorrow and we've lost our fan base. But if you use your blogging and your social media together, it can help build your email list, because your email is going to be super important, because that's a whole nother topic. But it is super important because you can email your clients in a different language. You can turn your email list similar to your blog post, but you can also target your emails differently if you're using an email platform like Flowdesk, which is very popular for the aesthetic community. ConvertContact is really great. MailChimp, it's okay. I used it for many years, but I started to not like it after a while, and I no longer use it. You want to use your social media, your blogging, and your email list in conjunction. Well, email marketing is a great way to stay on top of mind. It can be hard to get people to sign up to have yet more email crowd their inboxes. Here is where a blog benefits your business. If people find your blog post to be interesting and informative, they are more likely to trust that your newsletters are too. So that's when you want to keep your personality of your blog to be very similar to your newsletters. They may sign up if you include links to your latest posts in the newsletter, along among other relevant information such as promotions, new products or services, and company updates. So yeah, I do my newsletters weekly, and at the end of each email, I have a link to my blog, because during the course of that weekly email, I've added, you know, two or three new blog posts. So that's the thing. I sit down a day or two and I actually plan out my blogs. And it can be a bit time consuming, but I've created a bit of a rhythm. So that's the thing. It's time consuming in the beginning, but because I've mapped out how I'm going to structure it, I've created a pretty fail-proof way of setting everything up for the next month. And that's the thing. I do my emails, I have that automated. I have my blogs, they're built and automated. And that's important. You want everything on automation, that way you're not spending a week every Sunday night trying to come up with a blog post or an email newsletter. You want to spend 1 or 2 days and plan out the next 4 weeks. A business blog can generate leads. So many of the blogging platforms available today allow for layouts that are optimized for actions that are important to a business. For example, the page that displays your blog post may have a header or sidebar where you could have calls to action, such as downloading a free ebook or get a free consultation. So that's the thing. You know, many of us use Canva in our businesses, so why can't you create a free ebook on, you know, 10 skin tips and how to stay hydrated this winter, or how to eat for healthy, acne-free skin, right? There's so many things that you could do. You could take snippets from your blogs and turn it into like your 5 top tips for glowing skin, right? So saying you can interchange your information to create more emails. Your free consultation, I would do like a 15-minute free consultation. I am not a huge fan of giving away your time. Do like a little free 15-minute consultation. Hopefully it'll lead them to a more of an advanced consultation, because you can only get so much information in that 15, 20 minutes. And doing an hour consultation, you can get a hell of a lot more out of a client. In a sense, a blog benefits your business by creating more opportunities for you to present offers and generate leads. Blogging is not as hard as it may seem, and it offers a wide variety range of benefits for your business. You're looking to set yourself apart from your competition and capture the attention of your target audience. Your business needs a blog. So here are some tips I'm going to share. So you want to choose the right topic. As I've said before, it is so important. You don't want to bore your readers or make it sound like all you're trying to do is sell, 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 because it means they're selling and then they're selling. Most readers are waiting to see what the benefit is for them. So let them know. How can your spot make them happier, look and feel better, keep them informed on what's trending? When I started my blogging, I sort of treat it like sort of like a Dear Abby. Or I would share my article that I wrote for the local paper. Right. So it'd be like a question that a client would ask me that week. And I only had 140 words to write out, and that included the question. So I would do whatever the topic was, write out the little thingy. And if it was longer, I would usually have the paper include to read more on the blog, and hopefully that the readers in the newspaper would go to my website to finish reading the rest of the article. Sorry about the dinging in the background. You want to make it easy to read, right? So I know some of my colleagues are very sciencey estheticians, and that can be a lot for your average reader. So you want to keep it simple and not so fully crammed with scientific words and sentences. You don't want the paragraphs to be like run-on sentences. You know, you can use bullet points to break up your context. You can do headings and subheadings. You want to keep your sentences sort of short and sweet. Keep paragraphs to a few lines or less. Remember who your target audience is. And if you're new to blogging and writing, you know, keep it to 150 to 200 words. And then hopefully as you get more comfortable, build it to 500 words. Include a visual element, especially if you're going to be talking about a treatment or product of the month is a great blog topic. Pick a product that you feel is a great product to sell for, like, well, it's November, right? So you want to sell some sort of emollient moisturizer or some sort of humectant type serum, right? So pick a product on your shelf that's not generating any sales and talk about it, because chances are you can not only talk about that product, but create sort of like a promo to gain some sales out of that. If you don't feel comfortable writing, you could turn your blog into a video blog if it makes it easier for you. I'm an introvert. I prefer writing versus being on video. Before you post your blog, you know, reread it again. That's why I have everything automated, is that I will quickly write up the blog and then I will go back to it and reread it because I may have to edit. Sometimes I can be a little bit long-winded at times, and I have to go back and re-edit it before I post it. And you can also send it to a friend before you post it to have them to check it out. And if you're worried about your grammar, use Grammarly. I use Grammarly because I'm not the greatest at my grammar and spell checking. It drove my mother nuts because I'm never very good at it, but that's just me. And that'll help make your blogging look a bit more polished, less mistakes, and gives you that more credibility. Don't forget to share your blogging on your socials because you want to generate more leads. You want to show a different side of you and kind of go from there. So some topics you could do. You could do like popular trends. What's trending for 2023? Is there a DIY that you, on skin health that you like? What are some questions that your clients often ask you that you could turn into a blog? You know, topics could include sugaring versus waxing. What's the difference? Why do I get acne around my period? What is the best way to reduce under eye puffiness? You know, anything that is going to be, that resonates with you and your demographic. Any special events that are going on in your community is a great way to generate some new leads. Talk about, you know, local fundraisers going on in your community or special event that's happening in your community. community, and are you participating? And if you are an employer, you also want to introduce your team. This is a great way to do a blog about, you know, your latest team member, who they are, what they're about, what their specialty is, you know, curricular activities, blah, blah, blah. Another great topic would be beauty hacks. Simple tricks to cut half the time from your morning skincare routine. Have you heard of the latest skincare trend? Why you don't need a 12-step skincare program? You know, these five inflammatory foods are known to trigger acne, right? These are things that you could do. So you guys have it in you. You just have to sit down and take the time to write it out. And it'll help generate your Google ranking. And make sure you're using internal links to your pages for your website. You want to research your keywords so that way they are used within your blog posts. And always include a call to action. Because if you got people reading your blog, you want to get onto newsletters. And you may not include things in your blogs, but you include them in your newsletter. So it's like an extra step of engagement. You want to include your booking page for, you know, to book for them to book an appointment. These are great ways to get things out. And if you're meeting people face to face, you know, because you're out in a Starbucks lineup getting a coffee, it's a great way to chat with someone about your services and refer them to your blog posts, because it's free information. And hopefully when they read your blog post, they'll send for your newsletter as well. But yeah, there's lots of great things you can do. There's lots of great articles out there on blogging and that. But just to let you know that blogging is very important and it should be an extension to your social media and your business and your voice for your brand. So I hope that, you know, with 2023 just around the corner, I hope you put blogging as part of your business branding, as part of your business marketing, and enjoy exercising your voice and why you are the expert in waxing, why you're the expert in acne, why you're the expert on rosacea, whatever. I hope this helps. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend and chat with you soon. Take care.